Section 12. Your community thinks you have too many leaders. Plus, a new 5-part series on making school structure navigable. Read to you by Kirk McDavitt, Chief Voice Officer at EKG Collective. Where we are. Welcome to 2026. If the air feels a little thin right now, you aren't imagining it. Between the political uncertainty keeping colleagues up at night and the sheer complexity of running a school, the load is heavy. And that's exactly why we're not talking about politics today. We're talking about the one thing you can actually get your hands around, clarity. Specifically, whether your community actually understands what you do all day. The conversation G can't stop thinking about. A few weeks ago, G sat down with friends who also happen to be parents at an international school. Smart people, corporate backgrounds, actively engaged in their school community. They told her, bluntly, that they think assistant principals and curriculum coordinators are wasteful middle management. Let that sink in. They genuinely believe the principal should handle discipline, operations, and curriculum decisions on top of strategic leadership. They can't figure out who does what or why these roles exist. They aren't being malicious, they're confused. That conversation stayed with G, so she took it to LinkedIn and asked, if schools made their organizational structure clearer, who would benefit most? 86% said, everyone. It's a systems problem. This isn't a people problem. It's, in fact, a systems design problem. And unlike the geopolitical landscape, this is something we can actually fix. The invisible architecture. You know why your structure looks the way it does. Your org chart is the result of years of careful thinking about cognitive load, safety, and pedagogical quality. But you keep that logic inside your head. You publish the boxes and lines, but not the why. Parents see titles, not functions. Teachers see their classroom, not the system connecting them to the office next door. So people fill in the gaps with assumptions. For example, corporate parents assume schools run like Fortune 500s. They don't. Teachers assume everyone knows what a coordinator does. They don't. Admin assumes the rationale is obvious. It never is. The result? Your carefully designed system gets judged as bloated or inefficient, not because it is, but because nobody designed the explanation. Your quick win, the AI role clarity audit. Before you try to fix the communication, you need to see where the cracks are. You don't need a committee for this. You need 10 minutes and this AI prompt. It acts as a mirror, showing you exactly what your job descriptions look like to an outsider. See the article for a text that you can copy and paste. What you'll find: some roles are genuinely hard to explain. That's a structural issue. Some explanations are drowning in jargon. Some roles create massive value that's totally invisible to parents. But don't publish the results yet. Just treat it as diagnostic data for the moment. Over the next 5 weeks, we'll show you exactly how to turn these insights into action. New series, Beyond the Org Chart. You said organizational clarity benefits everyone. You're right. Starting next week, a 5-part series exploring what happens when school structure stays invisible, from vendors who can't find decision makers to board members making policy in a vacuum. Each includes frameworks you can implement immediately. First post, next Wednesday. Coming soon, the Clarity Sprint. The year just started, but G knows you don't have time for a course. Honestly, you shouldn't need one, but you do need this fixed. That's why we're launching the Clarity Sprint, a 60-minute team workshop based on the last 5 editions of Practice by Design. No fluff. Pick your team type, senior admin, comms, or middle leaders and teachers. Gather your group and walk through a systematic process to audit and redesign one critical piece of your school's communication. The promise. One redesigned artifact, an email template, a clearer org chart, a policy doc, your call. A reusable framework you can use forever. 60 minutes of work, that's it. See the article for a 90-second intro. The format is a self-paced video-guided workshop. For an investment of $67, your support helps keep Practice by Design free while creating resources like this. Why this matters right now. Start of the semester energy is high right now, but the honeymoon phase won't last long. This is the moment where invisible complexity starts causing friction. The new family gets frustrated because they don't know who to email. The teacher gets annoyed because they don't know who makes curriculum decisions. Parents start whispering about bloat. You can spend the next 4 months defending your structure, or you can spend 60 minutes redesigning how you communicate it. The world outside your gates is uncertain enough. Let's make sure the world inside them makes sense. Run the audit, see what you find, and come back next Wednesday because we're going deeper. Thank you for listening.